Welcome to the podcast.
This is Family Home Evening with Bad Mormon. Tonight you got Mandy, Charlotte,
and Courtney.
Yay! For those who have just stumbled upon this podcast by accident, I'll start by
apologizing.
This might not be what you think it is, or maybe it's not exactly what you think it is, because it could be dudes in leather, and I apologize that we're not that either.
You're thinking of badmormons.com.
Correct. We are FHE Bad Mormons.
Big difference. Com. Huge difference.
We're just riding on their coattails.
We are a bunch of sisters and brothers that were raised Mormon, but it just didn't stick. And we did a lot of bad things.
And although Courtney's technically not a sister, she pretty much is by default at this
point. She's my sister wife.
Because it's been, what, like 25 years, 30 years that we've been BFFs?
Yes. And I also think that I should be included because the Mormons continued to knock on my door and try to steal my soul long after you moved out. They kept on trying to find you and then kept on asking if they could come.
I heard you're her partner.
And Satan does not want you to do that. The clam digging,
the red tides,
the vagina loving is not what Jesus is about.
Do you think those are the images those poor boys had in their head when they would come and knock on our door? Like, I hope I'm not interrupting their carpet mention.
Probably not, but
God, I hope so.
Now I hope it was, yes. I'm going to take off my glasses because it's nighttime.
It's nighttime. And though I like to wear my sunglasses at night so I can. Now I can't remember the rest of the lyrics of that song. See the hope that's inside of me?
So, maybe. Hey, listen, let's not get too off track. I'm pretty drunk.
I'm extremely drunk. We went to brunch today and we drank a lot of champagne.
I'm drinking a little lemon drop martini right now.
I'm sticking on the tramp.
Trampane trail. I like it. Trampane. It's like you're
I'm a trampane.
You're a slutty champagne tramp.
On the trampoline. I got nothing.
What do you got, Courtney?
I'm drinking myself a nice 2017 Charles and Charles Chardonnay. Trying to keep the classy up in here.
Oh la la.
They had cases of it on sale at Costco for $40.
And it gets me fucking drunk.
It gets my booze hole wet.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've properly given the credit your booze hole deserves for this whole podcast even existing.
My booze hole gets dry. We get it real wet. We come up with ideas.
Solid gold. Hey, listen, I want to give a quick shout out to our patrons.
Thank you, patrons, for all the money you give us. It really makes us feel wanted and included.
Also, if you're a patron right now, you're probably seeing what everybody else is only hearing.
So. Hello! You'll never know what that was unless you pay us money.
Yeah, so that brings me back to Joe had a road rage incident the other day he was telling me about when he was going to drop off the car downtown so we could walk to the bar, have a drink, and then drive home. But anyway, he got into a little road rager with some guy who like passed him on the right, sped by. So Joe had his middle finger up, like just flipping him off. And then they wound up at the stoplight together, and the guy's just like, yelling and flipping off Joe and everything. And Joe's just shaking his head, smiling and flipping off the guy. And I was like, you know what you ought to do? Instead of, just like road raging with him and flipping him off, you ought to.
Yes!
You gotta be a patron to know what you gotta do. But anyway, I really, really hope that next time Joe's in a road rage,
So if you guys want to know how to diffuse a road rage situation and potentially save a life,
$3 a month is all we
just
ask.
Become
for.
A patron and you'll know exactly what the fuck we're talking about.
But it does make me want to tell a story about our brother Kelly.
Courtney, you know our brother Kelly.
No, not today's story. He was awful to me, but I'm not going to actually tell that story because it's not that funny. He's just a dick. But he was
not all siblings can be on the podcast.
No,
okay?
There's
too many.
He's not invited. When he was, I don't know, he had this job where he was doing appraisals on houses and somebody accidentally rear-ended him. Like, not bad. Like, it literally was just a tap at the light. Not a big deal. And he knew it wasn't a big deal. And so he looked in the rear and he rearview mirror, and he's like, all he could see that they were like, oh my God, did I just hit him? Like, oh fuck. And all he did was he made eye contact with him through the rearview mirror, did a kissy face in his hand, and then blew it towards them. And I was like, what a wonderful way to defuse a situation. Like, and like, no one got out of their cars. No one decided to talk to each other. It's like, you know, and it was perfect. And so that makes me laugh a lot.
That's pretty cool.
Which is actually what I used today to turn around and piss him off even further. When he yelled at me and called me a cunt, I just gave kissy faces to him and said, oh, Kelly.
Did you do like a FaceTime call with him or something like that?
Oh, no, it was through a Facebook Messenger, but they have emojis with like the face with the heart comes out of the kissy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's enough.
Facebook fight.
It's enough to piss him right the fuck off.
Well, I saw one comment he left you, and I was like, oh God.
Yeah, I delete. So this is what started that argument. Sorry, I guess. Sorry, patrons.
Let's
and
just start
listeners.
With saying it was a Facebook fight.
It was a Facebook fight, and me and Kelly.
Yeah.
Facebook fight, but not with each other. He was yelling at my friends, and I don't know. Like, I just. It's not important enough. He was using words that were very not appropriate, and I personally don't like them myself. So, like,
also your clients are.
And I have I've got clients on my Facebook page. The last thing I need them to do is think that I'm a fucking monster like my brother. So, you know, I deleted the whole thing, and he got mad. Oh, meow.
Hey, I'm gonna switch gears here real quick.
Fair.
We have a listener.
We've got a best friend.
We've got a new best friend.
Her name is Super Fresh Candy Pants. Mm-hmm. And well, you've heard that name before because one, best fucking name ever.
Every time you think it, you want to say it out loud because it's like Super Fresh Candy Pants. Let's just all say it together.
Super Fresh Candy Pants.
So good.
It's so good. And she also gives us the best ideas as we had come up with the idea that maybe every episode we should come up with a Mormon recipe because they're gross or delicious. Depends.
Basically, we were running out of weird Mormon shit to talk about because, like, how many times can you talk about white Jesus? How many times can you talk about little praying children statues?
They're called willow statues.
Statues of temples, cross stitch.
Right.
Says Jesus or whatever.
So she gave us a present. Yeah.
We got a little something in the mail.
Ooh.
From Super Fresh Candy Pants. I think it's our first like fan mail
package. Someone sent us wine once.
Nice. Oh yeah, that's true. Okay, our second package. And I just want to, I did slit it open because I didn't want to have to wrestle with the packaging, but.
It's a Mormon cookbook.
This is called the Mormon Trail Cookbook. And listeners, if you're only hearing the audio of this, we're looking at a train of covered wagons, a lot of fuck ton of people,
a lot of sister wives.
There's
there.
A lot. They look like they're related to each other. There's a lot of similarities,
and
there.
They all look hungry,
and they're pulling food out of hats.
Yeah, food out of hats. There's a lot of sagebrush around. They could be in Death Valley. Maybe there's some potted meat in those hats. We don't know.
It's a Mormon Trail cookbook, if you will, from the pioneer days.
So we thought we would open this bad boy up and read you a recipe. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna read you two a recipe, and you're gonna tell me what you would pair it with. Okay?
Preferably an alcoholic drink.
Yeah. And
before I forget, you want to know what's kind of cool about candy pants?
Yes.
Like you can eat them.
Also, I could be wrong and I'm drunk, so I apologize if we've already said it, but it was Super Fresh Candy Pants's idea to pair a Mormon recipe with alcoholic beverage. We might have said that. I don't know. I'm a little drunk.
Pretty soon she's going to take over the podcast.
She should.
Be our showrunner.
We need a third.
We definitely need a showrunner. You know?
Wait, hold on. What is that called in sexy time? Except for it's gross because we're sisters. We need a third.
Like a third sex partner?
Kind of, that's where my brain went. Not that it makes sense. Never mind. Keep
that's
going.
Gross.
Read. Yeah,
please don't rape your listeners.
All right, you guys, for our first in a series of what I hope is many reads from this delightful cookbook called The Mormon Trail Cookbook, I'm going to read you from page 88, how to do fireside boiled green corn.
Well, that sounds innocent enough.
Okay, let's start. Corn for boiling should be full grown, but young and tender.
That's interesting. How young and tender, I wonder.
14 is the maximum age of corn. Okay, it's got to be 14 or younger. Sweet corn is the most desirable, of course. When the grains become hard, it's too old for boiling.
Oh, okay. So, wait, what's that guy's name? The Stay Sweet guy?
Stay Sweet. Warren Jeffs.
Warren Jeffs. Yes.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Is this Warren Jeffs corn?
Wait, it's about to be, because listen to the next sentence. Test by piercing the grain. The milk should escape in a jet.
What the fuck?
The milk. We're talking about corn, right?
Right.
The milk should escape in a jet. That sounds
sexual. You can milk a corn?
That sounds sexual to me. Oh my God. Clean by stripping off the outer layer of shucks. Turn back the inner shucks. Pick off the silk.
That's garments.
Pick off the silk. Bring back the inner shucks over the grains. And tie the ends.
Bondage. That's fucking bondage.
What the fuck am I reading?
Polygamy, Warren Jeffs, sex time.
It's a green corn recipe. Hold on. My eyes are bad. Okay. Well, let me read this again. Sorry. Test by piercing the grain. The milk should escape in a jet. Clean by stripping off the outer layer of shucks. Turn back the inner shucks. Pick off the silk. Bring back the inner shucks over the grains and tie the ends. Okay, fine. This process preserves the sweetness of the corn.
Stay sweet.
Put the corn into a pot of boiling salt water, enough to cover it. Cover and boil long enough to cook. Okay. What we just said.
That's no timing.
Timing or rapid boil, who knows?
Any exposure to heat after this injures the corn. When cooked, cut off the stalk close to the cob, Lorena Cobbett, and remove the shucks. Cold boiled corn may be cut away from the cob and fried, or fried mixed with a mashed potato. Green corn may be cooked in the shuck in hot ashes for about 1 hour.
Witchcraft. Ladies and gentlemen, the Mormon Trail Cookbook, recipe number one. Now, I've got so many questions.
Let's see if there's a glossary. Nope. Okay, go on.
What do you pair with that?
Okay, you got to.
I am going with Everclear, a grain alcohol muddled with limes and club soda.
I like it.
I want to say like Boone's Farm wine with GHB.
And everybody knows you can't mix GHB with alcohol. You'll get sick.
You'll get raped.
Unless that's what you're going for. I'm going to go with Tiffany's favorite, which is warm grape Kool-Aid unsweetened with warm vodka.
I feel like this is just a thinly veiled How to Rape a Child written by Joseph Smith.
It's a cookbook.
It seems like the recipe reads like it's trying to give your child an education as well. So
I believe that
listen, you're 11 years old now. You need to know what happens when the corn gets pierced.
It ejects milk. Oh my God, I didn't even take that. It's like, what that could be. Gross!
You can't be a child forever.
It's time for you to start having children of your own.
It's like no Peter Pan land over here.
Well, fuck me.
I also want to say, I just noticed there's a note on the back of the package here. It says, these all appear inedible. In the spirit of Mormon pioneers, serve with Mormon tea or homebrew beer? I think beer was served at the Nauvoo temple dedication, or it was acid. Everyone was seeing spirits and babies spoke full sentences.
Then I would want to be a part of that.
Thank you, Super Fresh Candy Pants. We're going to get a lot of fun times out of this.
You know what? I even think that it might be fun for us to make these like recipes and then film us eating them and having true reactions on whether they taste delicious or horrible. Throw this piece of not ripe corn in a fire and
see what happens.
Good luck. pray the gross away.
That was fun.
All right, so do we have, oh, we already talked about we're drinking, right? So do we have anything to repent? I repent for making you watch Orange is the New Black.
Oh yeah,
season 6 and 7. It's awful.
Have you watched any of that, Courtney?
I really like Orange is the New Black, but I agree with you. It kind of goes, right. Goes down.
The first couple seasons are really good.
I love season 1 so much.
Mm-hmm. But I would say I probably watched until season 5. And like, so season 4 was all about it. Like when, what's her name died, it was like, oh, well, fuck me. Right. And it was already kind of losing steam at that point. But then the whole riot season, I was like, oh my God, I'm so bored. Is this never ending? And so I stopped watching. Well, I was like, you know what? It's over now. I want to see the last 2 seasons. It was a mistake.
Listen, I came home from work several times and I was like, oh, you're watching this again? Like, to try to not be a complete total bitch, but be like, what? There are so many, there's an endless amount of cool shit you could be watching and you only have so much time on this earth. Like, why would you be watching this? And what did you say to me?
I need to know how it ends.
you got to have closure. I mean, I agree. It went downhill, but I wanted to find out how it ended.
It's called fucking Google, people.
Can't have an opinion on something if I didn't bother to watch it, which is why I watched Spice World.
I'm going to let you know now. I'm not sure how many seasons there are, but I'm watching True Blood.
Oh, no.
I just started season 4 and I just
stop. Love it. It's not going to end well for you, Courtney.
I watched it twice.
But Alexander Skarsgård is
so... Listen.
Yeah. So anyway, that crush is waning, you know.
You clearly haven't watched or listened to this podcast.
And I just want you to know that we are feeling the feelings that you're feeling. We've all felt them. We've all had our hearts broken and crushed by True Blood. Some of us multiple times because somebody
watched it more than once.
Finish everything again.
I can't start something if I don't finish it.
It's True Blood was so fucking good. In fact, hey, little known fact. Our closeout music for our podcast, we were watching True Blood when we decided to make this podcast, and I was like, I want something that's like badass Louisiana bayou sounding, and so
vampire
guitar is the name of our outro music, which I paid $5 for to the copyright.
So just to be clear too, like, so I watched True Blood when it came out. I watched it every Sunday when a new episode was released, and I loved it up until the point where, you know, what's his face? Bill proposes to Sookie. And pretty much after that point, it goes straight downhill story-wise. But Alexander Skarsgård, his sex appeal goes way up after that. So, I mean, that is a, weighing our options. It does help a little bit. Well, so when we were shut down for...
You have to be a patron. I was gonna say you have to be a patron to see Mandy's grind right there.
Yeah, that's for patrons only.
But so when we got shut down for quarantine, I was like, I'm gonna watch True Blood over again. You know what? Maybe I was just in a bad mood. Maybe it was better than I thought it was. No, I watched it again and it was straight shit. I've actually had to repent for watching it again to Mandy because I was wrong and she was right.
And all of our from the first episode.
Fact. Okay, well, that being said, ooh, our internet is unstable.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you went out a little bit there.
What about now?
I think we're doing okay now.
Okay, good. All right.
Lucky so, patrons.
Should we go to a commercial?
I think we should probably hear a commercial.
Let's hear from our sponsors.
You guys are lucky that our executive genius creative director is here. Personally preview what you're about to hear.
Take it away.
Having problems keeping family home evening exciting and fun? Well, never fear. Tree of Life Games is here to keep your family entertained with our new board game. Hint! Similar to a game that's been around since 1948, but tailored to the good people like us, Hint is a game of murder, mystery, and deceit. The goal? figure out who killed Joseph Smith with what weapon in what room. Was it Brigham Young with a pair of garments in the library? Was it Mitt Romney with a Book of Mormon in the conservatory? Or was it Marie Osmond with a jello mold in the food storage cellar? Your family will have the time of their lives as they try to solve the mystery of Hint. That's Hint from Tree of Life Games.
Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons listeners get 10% off your first purchase. Just use the promo code Brimley at checkout. It's the right thing to do and a tasty way to do it.
And we're back. Welcome back, everyone. You made it.
Oh, wasn't that just a treat? All right. So what you have come to known from us? Yeah, sure.
Yeah. What you come to expect from this podcast
week to week is us tirelessly
telling coming you stories.
Up with stories from our childhood that have scarred us, but we've grown from, that make you laugh. Well, we didn't do that this week.
I don't know if it's a story about shitting my pants. Well, no, I don't want to bring up old shit. Let me just say this. If Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and Sean Hayes can talk about shitting their pants on their podcast.
I mean, come on, we did it first.
We did do it first, and they keep stealing our material, and that's fine.
Whether it be Robert Downey Jr., whether it be them shitting themselves.
Actually, you're right.
They're constantly following in our amazing footsteps.
Anyway, the point is that we're going to go a little off script for this podcast. Not just because we didn't prepare anything and we've been drinking all day on Sin Sunday.
I'm sorry, we've been drinking all week.
But we had a brilliant collective idea.
We had an epiphany, if you will.
Yes.
Which apparently is where Tiffany's name comes from.
And we were talking to our sister Tiffany when we came up with it.
Right.
Correct. So we were like, Courtney, how would you like to come onto the podcast this week and have us pitch to you this idea? And she was like, you guys are stupid. Sure, I'd love to do that. Let's drink together.
So I'm going to set the stage. It's 2006. I'm working at the Beaver. I check IDs to make sure everything's legal and you're legit. You're able to come in. You're over 21 and your ID is not expired. Well, that's a really fucking boring job. So I am able to read books while I do that. So I read all the good books. You know, I go through all the David Sedaris books. I go through, like, you know, all the Kurt Vonnegut books.
War and Peace.
Yeah, I go through War and Peace. Actually, there was a book called History of Make-Believe, which I could only read in 20 pages at a time because it was so fucking depressing, but also very relevant to everything. And if you can stomach it, you should read it. It's great. I read One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish, about 5 times. I'd run out of things to read. So for Christmas, I asked all my friends to give me some books for Christmas. I think that would be great. Well, the next thing I know, I get about 50 books from our creative genius, creative director, Courtney. And they're all Harlequin novels. They all come from the Goodwill and they're about 99 cents. I'm pretty sure you got them half off.
I am a bargain shopper.
And I shit you not, I read every single one of them. It was embarrassing. I ended up making my own book covers for them with, you know, the brown paper bags. And I believe I wrote on them, fuck off. Don't ask me what I'm reading.
Because, like, what were the titles that you had to hide?
Things like The Hired Husband or An Afternoon in Peru. Actually, I made that one up, but, you know, shit like that. It's not good. And to be fair, after you've read about 5 of them, they have the exact same storyline every time. The characters are different, but the plot is the same. It's some sort of young, innocent love, some sort of miscommunication. Years go by, and then he, because he's always the rich, powerful one, needs revenge, but revenge love somehow. So, like, they have to get married or she has to move in with him. And then they fall in love again, but, you know, hesitantly. And then there's another sort of, you know, miscommunication. And then there's the real love. Or had she gotten pregnant with his kid in the beginning? He didn't know it was his kid, but later he finds out it is. and then all is well in the world, or she's a virgin, and, you know, little things like that.
Seven
parts. Does that make sense?
Seven parts.
So many parts.
Yeah. And in one, it's an electrician. In another novel, he's a pirate. In another novel, he's a fireman.
We like to compare it to the movie, with Kirk Douglas and, not Kirk.
Joel the Nile?
No. Romance in the Stone. Yeah. Only less adventure. Kathleen Turner and Michael Douglas.
There we go.
But anyways, I've read a lot of these books. I think they're fucking funny. We actually got to the point where we'd read it to each other, like on the lawn while eating popsicles, but would do them in voices, which was always funny.
Yeah, it was a fun summer thing. Like, you see the girls on Instagram with their picnic blanket out on the grass, eating a popsicle, with their sunglasses, looking cute, like laughing. That was us. We did that same thing, only instead of popsicles, it was vodka. And instead of a cell phone, it was a Harlequin novel. Oh, and we read it in voices too.
Right. Mandy was really good. She could do the smoker like Marge's sisters on The Simpsons for the woman.
Oh my God, Kristen, your fingers are so long and they're tantalizing my delicate pearl.
Thank you, everyone.
Well, and the dude was always a Steve Irwin Australian accent, which was like, Crocky, your moist vagina is so wet down there. Which I'm so sorry, that was horrible, and I apologize to all of our Australian listeners. I apologize to no end.
That's all the Australians think about is moist pussies.
I want to point out too, like we kind of obsess over our stats a little bit on our podcast. Like the United States is our number one listenership. France is number two. Australia's number three, about to go to number 17 after what happened.
I apologize. Or it's going to go way up because they're like, that little cunt doesn't know what she's talking about. They say it in a good way.
So I'm just going to jump in here real quick. What we decided would be a great idea. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me just back up a quick second. The legal team at FHE Bad Mormons Corporate has told us that we need to put out a little disclaimer for the podcast. So let's just say this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. It's just for fun. Any similarities to people who are living or dead or about to be dead
or have the same names
by my hand that maybe sound like someone we're related to or maybe birthed us from their womb.
Or maybe you could find court documents that say the same thing.
That's purely coincidental. This is just for fun. It's all made up.
It's all fictional.
We're telling stories. We're just going off the cuff.
And shouldn't be listened to by anyone.
Okay. Did we clear that up?
Thanks, South Park. Okay. So, that being said,
we decided we have a lot of stories for you guys, like a lot of stories that involve, you know, a fictional character named Jolene Mother Quinn.
And her subsequent lovers.
And Jolene, we've been wanting to tell you guys these stories for so long, but we haven't had a way to do it in which somebody wouldn't get their feelings hurt. So I think we finally found the way. And we don't really have a story per se for you this week, but what we
can bring it to you by our sweet novels, Charlequin novels.
Yeah.
Or Mama Quinn novels.
We haven't decided quite yet, but
you let us know what you think.
Here's the thing. For this podcast, we don't know exactly what we're doing, but we want to hash it out live with you and for you and try to decide what's the best way to write a Harlequin novel, which we're calling Charlequin novels.
100%. Because we don't have the rights to the H one.
Oh yeah. The legal team has told us Charlequin novels are acceptable.
So
Courtney, are you in for this?
Courtney also had a really great idea of maybe a choose your own adventure romance novel, which I frankly am in love with that idea.
So between the three of us now, do you think we could come up with basically an instructional video format on how to write a romance novel for the entire world to listen to? Easy,
absolutely.
Right? Piece of cake?
I Googled it. It can't be that hard.
I mean, if one person can do it, the three of us together,
right?
Can get like, you know, a chapter done. Yeah.
All right. So I'm just gonna give you guys a little. We were brainstorming a little earlier. We were trying to think of the overview of the arc of the series, because we're not limiting ourselves to one book, right? We're doing a whole series. So we've come up with 6, possibly 7 books in the series, and we're not quite sure where really to start 8. And where to end, but here's the stories we're talking about. Number one is the polygamists.
That's where we start,
right? We've come up with a few names, so I'm going to bounce these off you. We've come up with John Wayne Smith, maybe Joseph Epstein, Brigham Polanski, and Roman Young.
No, but the old one's my, the last one's my favorite.
Old Ephraim Gacy, maybe. What do you think? What do you guys think of that? Can we do better? Is there something else we could add to that? For the, we still have to also come up with the sister wives' names.
Well, why did we cross out Joseph Epstein?
That's not for the listeners to hear. That's just my own personal notes. I meant that's because what we decided was Alan's name was going to be.
Oh, shit.
By Alan, I meant someone that was not real. Legal disclaimer. Fictional.
Yeah, because these are all fictional, right?
They're all totally fictional. Fake.
Totally
fake. These are made up people in my own mind.
Entertainment time, people.
So, you know how the Star Wars, when they were released as movies, they did not come out in the order that they were originally written?
Go on.
I think that having the polygamists be the first one that we write could be tough. I think that maybe we should bounce around like those Star Wars novels, because we were going to need a lot of smut.
Hold on. Let me tell you this too. So we also have, because we were, I'm picking up what you're putting down. We were kind of thinking maybe prequel eventually. But so it's like, where do we start in the life of our protagonist, Jolene Mamaquin? Do we start with her first high school lover before she, you know, landed the guy that ended up impregnating her with thousands of children? I can't say the name yet.
Yeah, but I want to so badly.
Do we start with, you know, like, where do we start in the timeline? And right. Do we do prequels or postquels?
Do we start in Laguna Niguel? Do we start in Mission Viejo?
Here, let me just start here. Let me just run you through what we've got so far. So we've got one series would be the polygamists. We've got one which would be a character we're calling Chet Fartwind. But it's French, so you would read it Farwin.
Farwin.
It might rhyme with, like, I don't know, Geff Judwin. I don't know. It's just, it's kind of up in the air. But that's kind of what we're thinking of. We also have a character named Jose, possibly like Jose Ladron, Jose Bandido, Jose Malhombre. It kind of rhymes with, like, Ho Hernandez. Again, just playing, you know, playing off the cuff here. Our next character.
You can't just write his actual name.
We're gonna call him
Alec.
We're gonna call him Balin Atif. Perhaps Alex Jones is an option.
I like Alex Jones myself, but I feel like you can't have it just be Alex Jones. It's going to have to be.
No, I think it should be something a little more
like Alec Jones.
No, it should be iconic, like Jack Twist, right? Maybe Jody Dallas. Maybe Gay Leather Daddy Bar Man. I don't know. We're just putting, you know, we're just spinning off the cuff. It's just like we're not married to that. Then we also have, okay, here's where we get crazy.
Oh,
we might do a spinoff series
with Dyson
Tyler.
The character called Dyson.
Dyson
was the last name.
We can't work it up to that.
No. I'm just so proud of it.
We're thinking about a spinoff with a character named Dyson. We haven't quite thought of his last name yet, but we're thinking something about, like, I feel like he's mighty.
and strong.
Yeah, maybe strong.
Maybe he's like the one
mighty,
right?
And possibly strong.
Yeah. We're thinking maybe like Dyson Thomas.
That's what.
Whatever happens, like with this character, she's literally going to blow him away somehow.
She's going to blow him away.
Literally. That gets real creepy and it's going to break some taboo barriers, but we're willing to go there.
This is all fictional. Well, that one will
absolutely fictional. And yeah, that's pretty much the rough outline.
So instead of us, you know, thinking of funny stories of our past, we decided to give you really funny stories from our past that we're not allowed to tell. And it will be in book form for you to purchase, or we'll give it to you. We don't really know. We'll probably just give it to you. And we were thinking that we would host it on the website, Gentlemen's Gentlemen's Genitals.
Well, you're branching way out into the future.
Well, right. Well, you know, that website hasn't been created yet, but I'm thinking it's going to be great.
I approve of this idea. I think it's going to be a great, what is it? A fan supplement to the, to the pod. I look forward to contributing, different words for wiener.
Yes! That's kind of what I'm thinking too. Like I'm thinking there's only so many ways you can say throbbing manhood or delicate pearl, right?
That's your clitoris.
I'm wondering, how do they say it in Australia? Like, what is a purple-headed yogurt slinger in Australia? Or fucking South Africa? Like, what do you call a moist dick cave? No, that's not actually it. That's
different. What do you call your fortress of solitude? In Swahili. Hey,
that's mine. Fortress of Solitude's mine.
Or you call your swamp ass. That's mine.
So what we need is a lot. We need a lot of adjectives.
Yes.
Longingly, huskily, throbbingly.
Endearingly.
I don't know.
Dirtily. Is that a word?
It is now.
Shit, add yeah, it is. List.
What we also need is
filthily.
We need names. We need names for our sister wives.
We could use some good ones.
And also we need, this is what we could come up with right now. We need names of like gay iconic characters to name after our fake mom's husband. I mean, our fake protagonist's husband. Listen,
are we talking the current husband of our protagonist?
Yes.
Or the past husband?
No, the current husband, the one that's super gay, or that could potentially be a gayish genre.
That makes your protagonist
that's bad, but you know,
beard.
Yeah, we came up with, I really like Jack Twist. I think that's like iconic. But it also gives a little more credibility than I'm willing to lend to the character. I don't know. Jodie Dallas was one that came up, which I was like, that's funny because it's like from the 70s. And did you ever watch Soap? Billy Crystal's character?
Oh, that's great. But I feel like you can't just straight up give somebody a name of a different character.
That's true. Well, it would have to be, you'd mix up like first names and last
100%.
Names.
But I feel like Jody's a great first name. We like Jody. Fill in the blank.
Anyway, we have a lot of work to do, and we're not going to bore you guys with it, but we're going to entertain you with it next week.
You're welcome.
Because I have a feeling we're onto some fucking hot shit right now. Not hot shit, like
steaming hot shit
coming out of your asshole.
No. Hey. No teasers for the audience. Okay.
We're going to call them tantalizers from now on. No tantalizers. I just want to throw this out there. I have met Fabio and I might be able to get him to do our book covers. No promises, but you know, I know some people.
Where'd you meet Fabio at?
I was about to do a major legal faux pas. I met him at a corporation I work for, which is owned by a man whose name may or may not rhyme with Jesus. Bad Mormons Corporate does not like me saying the name of the company I work for. In fact, I'd probably get fired if I did. So We just like to, she likes to ride the line. Let's ride that line. Was he awesome? Maybe that's a story we could tell for the week.
Yeah, he was awesome.
He wasn't lame at all.
He did a lot of like sexy poses, like
so he knows
cover,
he
plays cover the poses with good all the him. People.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was great. No, because sometimes you meet famous people who are like all just like, God damn it, do I really have to do this again? You yeah. know. So the fact he's like, do you want to take a picture? Let me be really super like,
let me unbutton my chest.
Right. I think shirt. that's cool area. As fuck.
No,
I
he like was that. Super cool. Super fucking cool. In fact, one of our patrons, a dear friend of mine, has a picture of herself embraced in the arms of Fabio at the Kahala Mall grocery store of somewhere or the other.
Fantastic.
Some corporation I don't know of.
All right. So if you're enjoying our podcast, why don't you head on over to YouTube, hit subscribe, or if you're already on YouTube, just hit the subscribe button and thumbs it up.
Actually, what I really want is I want you guys from other countries besides the US to send us an email at fhebadmormons@gmail.com and tell us, what do you call your not sexy parts? What do you call your sexy time? What do you call
your lady parts?
Pound in the squish mitten. We need you to send us some sort of communication. We've got the Instagram. We've got the tweets. We've got the Facebooks, the TikToks. I'm super old. I'm really sorry. But we want you to tell us, what do you call your private sexual areas?
Moist in areas. Slang.
Purple-headed yogurt slinger. We need to know what the pounding
the dirty cave pillows. The moist cupcake, if you will.
what's that movie with James Vanderbeek where he lists them all off? That's what I wanted.
We should have watched.
That's what I wanted to happen right now, and it just didn't happen. I'm like, red tide, period vagina. I don't know.
If there's a grass play field, God damn it. If there's grass on the field, play ball.
Clearly, it's time. It's time to stop the podcast. We gotta stop. We've embarrassed ourselves enough. But if you have any euphemisms that we could add to our charlequin novels, please send them our way. We're gonna need a lot of help. We've got the meat of the story. We just need the adjectives, okay? What do you call it in France? What do you call it in London? What do you call it in South Africa? That's what we want to know, okay? So send them our way. And while you're doing it, please be drunk. Because we don't accept sober submissions.
I mean, there right is no way to actually check to see if that's a
but
bad.
We'll know. We'll know.
I'll feel it in my bones.
Okay?
Tell them that email address again.
It's fhebadmormons@gmail.com.
fhebadvagina.
V?
Vagina! Bye!
Hey, but we forgot about front butt.
That's not how you just end stop it.